mentioned it's Saturday, but where is this going to be taking place at, and how can we get involved?
This is going to be taking place on Emporia State University campus at the Student Rec Center. The gym will open at 9:30. We are taking same-day registrations as well, just in case if you have to take some more time to get your team together. Feel free to show up the day of, and we'll get you taken care of then. And even bring your friends and family out there to support. We want this to be a family event to get everybody out there and keep Adam's name alive and his legacy going in the Emporia community.
His loss during that, the fatal helicopter crash here a few weeks back, that seemed to hit a lot of people individually hard, but it really seemed to hit the community really hard.
It did. You know, he touched so many lives during his time in high school and college. He was so involved with the community. Even during his time in college at Emporia State University, he was on the board of directors for the National Student Nursing Association. He was a president for that club as well. Then he even went on to be the president of the Kansas State Nursing Association. He was giving speeches all over the country, advocating for the nursing department and nursing degree. So, yeah, he definitely touched many, many lives, and it was even more expansive than we even thought, with so many people reaching out and showing up to express their love and their loss for Adam.
Well, you know, one thing I knew about Adam is he was all about sports. He definitely was active in a lot of different things. You know, I believe my brother played some softball with him in the past. You know, just given his personality and his love for sports and activity, it seems like this is really the perfect way to honor his memory.
Yeah, that's kind of what my wife, which was his sister, what we thought about. And we wanted to do something that he would want to do as well, you know. And he was definitely involved with sports. He played baseball at Baker University during his time there. We just wanted to do something that we knew he would love and he would enjoy. And he's definitely looking down in appreciation and saying, man, I wish I could be down there with him too.
Again, we're joined right now by Brandon Walter with the first ever Adam Tevin 3-on-3 basketball tournament coming up Saturday, starting Saturday morning at the Emporia State Student Rec Building. What was it about basketball, Brandon, that you made you decide to go that way as opposed to maybe some other sport or activity to honor Adam's memory?
Basketball was something that kind of Adam and I started playing quite a bit together. Whether we were playing here in Emporia at the Rec Center, we'd go out to Chase County, and we played with some of his high school buddies out there. It was just something that, kind of a pastime memory that we had in our older age, was something that we thought would be a good thing to do together. So this is just kind of one of many other events that we've talked about setting up in his name and his honor. So this is hopefully just the beginning.
Well, Brandon, for those who want to get involved, want to get in on this, know there's a few ways that they can get registered. Let's start off first. How long do they have to register? Can they register up until the event? Can they register during the event? How does that work?
Yes, sir. So they are able to hit my Venmo or my Cash App now once they get their teams together. If it takes them just a little bit longer, they can sign up the day of. So the doors will open at the Emporia State University gym there at 9:30 on Saturday morning. If they want to bring their teams and sign up at 9:30 Saturday morning, we're taking them as well.
And I'm assuming that once the tournament gets underway, no more registration will be available, since the brackets will kind of be set there.
Yes, absolutely. About 10 a.m. is when we'll probably close the registration. So don't procrastinate. Get your teams in as soon as possible.
And just a reminder, how much is it per team?
$35 per team, and all proceeds will go to a scholarship fund set up in his name to help another nursing student for many, many years.
I have to ask here, Brandon, what's the format here? Are we going to be playing like 10 to 15-minute halves? We're going to go 10-minute quarters? What are we going to be doing here as far as the teams that play?
You stole my question.
Yeah.
Right. We think alike. Just look at it that way.
We are going to be doing half court, 3-on-3. Games will be played to 15. They're about 15-minute games, and I'm hoping to get about 4 to 5 games in per team in the pool play. And then after the pool play, we'll make a new bracket, and we'll do a single elimination.
I like that format. Is it going to be make it, take it? I have to ask.
No, it will not.
That would be interesting to watch.
It would, and I have to say, too, for all the competitors out there, I will not have a team in the tournament, so it will be a little bit more fair for everybody else.
That's right. He won't have a team. He's going 1-on-3, Brandon Walters.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a little bit better for everybody. And I do want to add, we are accepting teams for kids of all ages. So we have some elementary teams, middle school, and adult teams as well. So anybody and everybody is able to get signed up.
So are there divisions, or will all the teams play each other?
There are divisions. So that was something that I didn't quite think about at the start, but with the interest of some elementary kids and people of all ages, I kind of had to add that in. Which is absolutely amazing. So, yes, there are divisions. I will have, like, a youth division for the elementary kids, a middle school division, and an adult division as well. And so three champions will be crowned on Saturday.
And, Brandon, about how many teams do you have so far?
At this point, I'm up to 21 as of last night.
Wow. That is good.
Yeah. So I was pretty excited for being the first year 21, and I want to make it as big as possible. So anybody and every come out and support. Even if you can't put a team together, we're accepting donations. If you don't want to donate, that's awesome too. Just show up Saturday morning and cheer on all the other teams that are out there supporting and playing and having some fun.
Well, Brandon, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning before we close down our interview here and really kind of launch the fundraising in Adam's memory here?
Just the last thing, I guess, would be, Adam truly cares for everybody that he came in contact with. He knew people all over the country. There's been people all over the country donating and wanting to support this cause. So, again, if you're not able to get a team together, just come out and say hello to the family and support some of the other people just to keep his name going, just like the way he would want it done. So we will have snacks and drinks available for purchase. So we're trying to make it you guys show up for a couple hours and you have everything you need to enjoy yourself.
Fantastic. Well, again, the first annual Adam Tebben 3v3 basketball tournament coming up this Saturday at the Emporia State University Gym Student Recreation Center. Again, games will get underway about 10 a.m. Registration will be available starting at 9:30. Again, the cost is $35 per team. Brandon, we're wishing you all the best of luck here. I know you're not playing, but I'm sure you're going to be just as nervous as everybody else.
As busy, too.
Just as busy, absolutely. You're going to definitely get a workout in.
That's for sure. My steps will be accounted for on Saturday.
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck this Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. That is Brandon Walter joining us here on our Primetime Newsmaker previewing the first annual Adam Tebben 3-on-3 basketball tournament this Saturday, March 23rd at the Emporia State University Gym Student Recreation Center. If you have questions, want to get registered, you can contact Brandon by calling 815-219-1140. Registration is open now until 9:30 Saturday morning. Games tip off at 10 a.m. Should be a fun time there at the student rec, Chuck.
Should be a great time and a really great to honor Adam's memory here with this tournament coming up. And the way it sounds, much more to come on that front here later on, possibly this year. Want to let you know, we still have the midweek portions of the Newsmaker segments for next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, currently open. Don't be surprised if we fill all of those before the time we talk here tomorrow morning. So if you want to be one of those people that fills those spots, let us know. 620-342-1400. Or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's newsmaker is Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Achille. We're updating operations to the animal shelter, including last week's auction for the animals.
And, of course, your primetime newsmaker today being brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today at 620-340-7732.